Oh yeah, I got born again. I got saved. No, you didn't. Salvation is still a future event when the captain of our salvation saves us. We have not been saved. We do not have a new body. We have not put on incorruption. We have not been delivered into the kingdom of heaven in a body that can go from here to the throne room to the sea of fire and glass like Yeshua did when he took the first fruits and presented them before the Father's throne and was back on the earth to intercept the women coming back from the gravesite.
And the question is, are we saved and is this salvation eternal? Or in other words, once we believe, are we secure? Are we always saved? Well, let's see what the Bible says. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, "For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish." Wait, hold on, Michael Rood. I thought that we're not saved until the resurrection. Okay, well, it says right here in this verse, "in them that are saved." So if salvation doesn't happen until the resurrection of the dead, how would this make any sense? Or what about this verse, Titus chapter 3, verse 5? "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us." Okay, that's past tense. "By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." He saved us. That's past tense. And I don't recall at all that the return of Christ has already happened or that the resurrection of the dead has happened, especially not in the day when Paul was writing the book of Titus. It hadn't happened yet. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what if man seeth, why doth he yet hope for?" So we see multiple verses which teach that we already are saved, that we have salvation, that we are already saved, and that this is not something which just happens in the future event at a resurrection.